Hello, I'm Izza Wellen, and this is Izza Wellen Writes Grown Up Storytime. Welcome. Hi, how are you guys doing today? I have something special for you that I have not even warned you about. This is like a special bonus that I actually wrote a while ago, and I wrote a couple versions of it. You may have heard this if you listen to Zane, my friend Zane, read The Bus Guy or Stranger on the Bus by Touchtype from Literotica. You may have heard this before, but a slightly different version, because the version Zane read was an English version. It was adapted with English words and an Englishman and an English bus even. This is the American version. That was Touchtype's version. This is my original version, which I sent off to Ben of In My Hands Audio, ages ago, and he's been busy, but like all the rest of us, he's been in the, and it was not a big deal. It was just this fun thing that I wanted, you know. I thought, hey, what the heck, why not? I'll give a shot at writing a contemporary piece. And so I sent it off to Ben. He got it back to me. He also got some amazing 24 minutes of a Megaverse, Her Broken Alpha, Dare audio back to me too. That is just, oh, people. Okay, anyway, so back to this. This is A Stranger on the Bus that Ben read for me, that I wrote, and a special treat, Mute Zero has added some sounds to it. And yeah, I'm very excited about that. A little ambience background noise and that I get to share with you. So look, I'm sharing my first written audio drama, I guess, right? Is that what that means? Does that mean that's what I have here for you today? Also, I want you to be aware that that's what's coming up after I'm done talking. And then coming up the rest of the week and next week, I'll be talking more about Ben and Dare audio and Her Broken Alpha stuff that I'm working on. So be sure to subscribe and like and share and all the things, and make sure you check the show notes, because Ben's all his information will be there, and he has two long clips that I have not shared publicly on his private page at Vanilla Audio. I'm very honored that he set them aside for his private page. And so you can go and subscribe. I think it's like $3.99 or $4.99 a month. You can go and listen to those and see some of his other content that is sizzling hot, very sexy, as Ben says, the tingles. You'll get the tingles. And so if you like his Dare voice, you might like some of his other voices, and you might want to see him. He doesn't really look like Dare. You know, Dare is like 7 feet tall, people, okay? But the voice is perfect. Just the oh, it's awesome. So here is Ben, and he is reading what I wrote, The Stranger on the Bus, and it has been, sound has been added by Mute Zero, ambiance, and thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you. I hope that you are doing okay. I really do. Here's The Stranger on the Bus.
The bus stops and I get on. Sidewalks are a mess of ice and slush. But the streets are clear and there's no hazard in me taking this thing. It feels like I've stepped through a portal into another world. The hissing sound of the compressed air brakes reminiscent to my ears of something out of a science fiction movie. The door is squeaking closed behind me before this smell hits me. A mix of exhaust, unwashed socks, and an old stale movie popcorn. Well, I'm not going back now. I'm committed. I glance down at the lighted aisles, which shows that the bus is empty. I'm the only one using this 20-something seated vehicle. There are signs of wear, even though this bus looks new at first glance. Graffiti, scarring, adding to the otherworldly feeling I'm picking up, like a vibe. The last time I was on a bus, they only took coins. But our receptionist, Jenny, said, "No, they take cards now." And I am pleased to swipe mine through. I had it out of my wallet and waiting. Kind of exciting. Even though it was only me and the driver, the passenger seats stare forward at me in a gawking silence. The driver, about his business, doesn't acknowledge me. Like an automaton, the bus pulls away from the curb. I grip the handrail above my head and steady myself. It's only about an hour trip home. I could walk it, but it's chilly, and the car is in the shop, and the ride got me to work can't take me home. Everyone else is busy. So, the bus it is. My half-hour commute becomes 45 minutes. But then, I'm not walking on the ice and slush in my day shoes either. I walk to the back of the bus, memory pulling me there. The walk feels familiar, and I touch the seats as I walk by them. I haven't been on a bus since grammar school. Going back and forth to the games and meets, we'd hang out in the back like kings. Coach in the front with the driver. If we didn't get too rowdy, the driver would turn on the radio and we'd rock out to Journey and Guns N' Roses. Wow, feels like a lifetime ago. I sit on the last bench seat next to the window, inhaling exhaust. The hard seat feels strange against my ass. Combination of airport uncomfortable and waiting room contour seats that really never fit a guy my size. Age and regular exercises has added to my body mass that I didn't have when I was 17. I'm thankful for the moment that I have the whole row to myself and adjust my slacks for better comfort. The overhead lights are muted, battery-saving, safety glow. Eerie, but intimate. The early evening of the winter has already darkened the streets. And I can see people outside with their umbrellas and their winter boots, making faster home progress than I am. My boots are in the trunk of my car, where I left them behind. State of perpetual winter preparedness that I'm not prepared for today. Street lamps are like stars or cherries blurred through the treated glass. The bus stops and the lights come on, leaving all my thoughts exposed in the harsh light that makes me kind of blink. I look forward, but no one gets on. The door opens and shuts, routine like clockwork at every stop. Shit, maybe the driver is a robot. This happens at every block. I pull out my phone from my coat pocket, check the time, check the news, scroll through the Dow Jones. Time ticks by slow, almost 45 minutes. When I look at the schedule online, it feels like 4 hours. I'm feeling trapped in this time capsule. The sound inside the bus is odd and muted. Traffic, engine, movement. If I turn my head, I can almost feel my old friendships around me. Ghosts that have gone on, married, divorced. I went to a funeral of one of them just last year. Now they're here with me, talking about the last girl they fucked. When all we knew was nothing of the sort. trying to ignore the lights coming off and on, the stop and the jerk of the bus. I don't look up from my phone until I hear a noise. Another passenger. I look up at the front of the bus and the marquee and realize there's only two more stops until my street. Maybe another 15 minutes or so. Hair spilling over her winter coat, wearing a silly fuzzy hat that doesn't cover her ears. The other passenger sits down in what looks like a heavy backpack, digs through her purse, just as I did. She glances down the length of the bus, taking it all in for a second. I wonder if she feels like the seats are watching her too. The light is still on for those few seconds after the driver pulls away from the curve, and I catch her face, slightly pointed chin, and bulky coat that ends at her waist. And she's wearing those painted-on jeans that women wear. A little wild, unkept with the long day she looks to have had. My imagination fills in the rest as I look down at my phone in my hand. She reminds me of one of those cheerleaders from my past. Sometimes the bus would double up, jocks in the back, the princesses in their short red pleated skirts in the front, skirts that just ended at those perfect little curves of their asses. I can't remember the girl's name, but suddenly I feel her skin as I slide my hand under her shirt. Taste of that mouth when I kissed her. Fast, risky, before any of the adults could catch us. I'm the only passenger on the bus. I'm not a small guy. I'm comfortable in the last seat, relaxed as I can be after a day where my best behavior is expected at all times. If it's not the two administrators over me, it's the dozen or so people below me watching everything I do. Exhausting. I've opened my coat a bit. I don't even remember doing it. With my shoulders dressed in black from head to toe, filling up the last seat, I'm not expecting the cute little thing to walk all the way to the back of the bus and take the seat directly in front of mine. Lone women don't usually have the nerve to come near like this. Her hips moving with each step, I can almost hear the sway, a memory imprint. And she picks the seat right in front of mine. Glances over her shoulder and flashes a shy smile before looking away. And that smile hits me in the chest, like a punch that takes my breath away. I had a second to take it all in, but fucking adorable. She sits down, settles in, and sad. Her eyes red-rimmed like she'd been crying, makeup smudged a tad. It could be just the cold. I know there was sleet earlier. She looks like she's been in this weather. Everything is damp. I watch her get comfortable, backpack beside her, purse, phone. What did we do before phones? Will she use it to distract herself and pass the time? I can see the curve of her cheek. Makes my palms hot. Thinking of her touch. Thinking about touching her. Just softly cupping her cheek. Remembering that cheerleader. She takes off the fuzzy hat. It's a mess from the weather. She finger combs her hair. I hope she doesn't look back at me staring, but she's so sweet and it's hard to turn away. I want to tell her what I think. Just compliment her, that's all. But I don't. The bus slows and stops and jerks and the lights come up. Her hair is something between black and brown. It twists and curls like natural ringlets. I can't take my eyes away as she messes her coat again. It's warmer on the bus than outside. I hear her unzip and her shoulders move when she adjusts it. What's under that coat? If I try to talk to her, she'll get up and go sit by the driver or complain about the molester in the back of the bus. Pulling her hair to the side, she exposes the curve of her ear. The top is red from the weather. I wanna put my mouth there and breathe hot air onto her and, you know, warm her up. But I don't. I check the phone again for the time, check my emails, even though I know there's nothing there, adjust my cock in my pants to find a new position that doesn't, you know, be so uncomfortable. When I look up, I can still see her little ear and the curve of her neck. The lights have dimmed again and we are locked together. How much time before my stop? The hum of the engine, the glow of the false warmth. I can feel this nostalgia in it, in my thighs and the base of my spine. She's sitting there looking out the window, her skin winter pale. The tendon on her neck wants my knuckles brushing up and down against her. I can't tell her age, but that flesh is tight and fine. Her ear is pierced, but she isn't wearing any earrings. Shoulders slope as I'm watching, and she makes a noise, a sigh. Head tilted towards the window, she draws a line on the film of condensation at the base of it. Another sound. It's easy to miss, but I know what it is. Defeat. I move, trying to see for sure. Just an inch forward. I shouldn't. She's not mine, and no business of mine. But she's pulled her hair back, loosened her coat, and exposed a part of herself ready for me. Not an invitation. I know it. But I can't resist the draw of it. The feminine beauty of it arouses all the best thoughts from the past. From the last time I was on a bus. From my last relationship. I want my mouth on that neck. My teeth. I'd be so careful. I could just play right there with that ear and neck. Breathe her in. I imagine she smells like warm, hot vanilla and sheets fresh from the dryer. Sweet and clean. I think maybe this woman is crying or holding back from crying. Like a broken thing. Like a hurt thing. I look at my phone and check the time. 5 to 7 more minutes until my stop. We'll be in the dark until then. I haven't been on a bus since I lived in this town. My car will be done tomorrow and I won't be on a bus ever again. I will never see her again. Fuck it. Putting my phone away, I lean forward and put my hand on the seat. Hey, I start. No, don't move. Just stay like that. She freezes, no idea what I'm going to do, and I glance at the driver before I lean forward. I'm big enough. The size of the seat and her short stature aren't a huge problem. I'm not gonna hurt you or do anything. I just want to tell you something, all right? You okay? Are you crying? You look so sad. And I don't want to scare you. You don't have to look at me. I don't want you to. Just keep looking out the window. You can see my reflection. You're okay. Safe from me. I'm just only a stranger. Some random man, and I'm not gonna hurt you. We're on a bus and nothing will happen. Listen, I don't know why you're sad, but I could see it in your eyes. Those pretty eyes. I just caught a glimpse of them shining when you gave me your smile, like a gift. It's been a long ass shitty day. And you get on this bus and walk right into me. You could have sat anywhere, and it makes me feel like I should take this chance. Talk to you, tell you. I lean forward and get closer to her. I think I feel her hair against my chin, and it takes everything I have to hold back. You remind me of good things. Sweet things. I want to tell you how sweet you look, all wrapped up in your hat and coat. I can see around the base of her neck in this new position now. She's not moving, just letting me talk, listening and watching my reflection. There's a pulse there, just there, beating quickly, and below that, a V of her top, the promise of generous curves. I tell her, I can't see your body, but I'll bet you're gorgeous. I bet you would fill my hands like a promise and a blessing, like every dream I've been able to grab a hold of for the last 6 years. I don't think you know that. I don't think anyone has told you that. Not today, at least. So, I'm going to. Look at this neck of yours. I say, bending down and breathing her in. Graceful. The bus jerks and I've run out of time. Oh, stoplight. She gasps, looking forward, looking at our reflection, me hovering over her, and says nothing. She doesn't move. I hope I'm not scaring her, but I'm not going to stop now. So pretty, I say. I'm going to tell her. This place behind your ear, right here. I let the heat from my mouth caress her. My voice has gone low and dark now. I want to kiss you so much. Just for the want of kissing you right there. She sniffles again and moves. I think she's going to jump up and run, but instead she tilts her head in the smallest bit to the one side. I can smell her deep now. And just like I thought, she smells like peace and home and every good thing. If you were mine, I'd wrap you up, hug you hard and hurt whatever made you cry. Take you home and make you dinner while you took a hot shower, and then rub you down from neck to foot with your favorite lotion. You deserve that. You deserve to be told how beautiful you are. And that smile you gave me, a total stranger. I know how beautiful you are on the inside, too. Generous and a little fearless. I'm leaning forward so close to her now. It's not my imagination. She has tilted her head just a little more to one side, and I can see the top of her shoulder where it meets her neck. That sensual, exposed curve. And I know she can feel me hovering around her, sense me in her nerve endings. I keep talking. I can't help myself. I'm gonna say everything. After that, I'd fuck you. I'd look you right in the eyes. I'd know what you want. I'd see you. I'd watch your expression. So I know what you like. Slow and easy. Or fast and hard. I'd watch you, listen to you, and wait you out until you can't catch your breath from coming so hard. And I'd want you more than once. More than twice. My voice has gone rough. I can feel my time running out. The present draining the bravado of the past, even as I press my cock against the back of the seat where the woman is sitting. Almost my stop. Do you think you could take me? You wouldn't be too tired, would you? Once I got a taste of your skin, I'd need more. Could you do that? Could you give me more? You're the type of woman that is just addictive. The bus is slowing. I know it's my time. I press down and find that spot behind her ear, and my lips press there. A hot, forbidden kiss, taking just a piece of her and giving her a piece of me. The bus stops. I stand. I loosen my fingers from around my phone after gripping it, things so tight they hurt. Twitch my shoulders and adjust my slacks. Fix my coat. It's my stop. I'm standing in the aisle, my back to her, but my voice is clear when I say, a drink, a few beers, in Mario's every Friday after 6. It's 2 doors up from here. Maybe you'll stop by and tell me why you were so sad today and share a drink with me. I get off the bus. Hope her night ends better than it started. I know mine did.